on this gorgeous day that we have today, looking forward to it. Hope you guys will spend some time outside today. Beautiful. Just remember today, so in January, oh yeah, we had some good days in July. I am going to bring to you a couple words and their definitions. The reading today is so rich. There is so much in there. We hear in the first reading where Abraham, if you know the story of Abraham and they wanted to have a child and couldn't, was gracious to these special guests that came in, and at the end of the meal, the announcement comes forth that they're going to have a child. There's a whole story of Abraham and his faithfulness. And then we come to the second reading when Paul is writing to us about being lacking, where he's lacking, and wants God to fill him. But he talks about a blessing to me that, look, folks, it's for the Gentiles too. It's not only for the Jews, so that includes me. There's a lot in there. But I'm going to concentrate today a little bit on the gospel with the two sisters, who were sisters of Lazarus that you hear about usually later on with when he was resurrected from the dead by the Lord. And the first word I want to read, the definition to you, is the word sibling. And siblings, well, Doug, how can it be such a tough definition? But I want to make sure we got it right. Here it is. Sibling, each of two or more children or offspring having one or both parents in common, a brother or sister. Thought a lot about that. And then in that thinking of siblings, I am one of a sibling of four, a brother and two sisters. It's kind of a unique, if you have siblings, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of a little neat group of individuals that have a uniqueness in that of mom and dad in common. And within that group, you hear Father Dave sometimes talk about his brother and sister. You know, it's a unique little unit that exists within the family. And siblings have a unique way of doing things to one another or doing things. I'm sure you can think about pranks you pulled and other things. And so siblings is it's a unique thing. And so I got to thinking, the family of God. Because that's what Paul writes and tells us. We're members of the family of God. Have you ever had your parents or grandparents say to you, remember, blood is thicker than water. And in that statement, usually there's some family conflict going on, and they want you to support the side of the family. In our household, we also have what's known as the in-laws and the outlaws. So depending where you are and with who you're with, at that moment you could be an in-law. Or when we're having fun, we start talking about the outlaws getting together to go against the siblings. And so there's a family thing connection. So we are all covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. In his great love, gave his life as a sacrifice, and because of the blood was shed for us, we became, and you hear us say, our brother in Christ. Who's our father? Who's our father? God, the Father. So that gets my head going, and I get to thinking about, you know, my brothers and sisters in Christ are more than just, sometimes I have been guilty of treating my brothers and sisters in Christ more like a best friend, or even as an in-law or outlaw. I don't think a whole lot about as a sibling sometimes. But you know what? We're siblings. We are. We have a common father. We have a brother in Jesus Christ. And we're covered by his blood that we experience new life and we're believers. So we actually are siblings. And so if we are siblings, then that kind of changes our relationship with one another. It's more than just friends and whatever, but siblings. And so what does that mean? Well, I'm spending some time, in my own life, thinking about the family of God, and that's another homily and another date, but I want you to think about this thought, and what came to me was this. If I have the ability or the opportunity and even the means, when one of my brothers and sisters in Christ has a need and they come to me, and I have that capacity to minister to them as a sibling, that's my obligation. Because as a sibling, it's different. Remember, blood is thicker than water. And so we're called in a unique way to serve one another when we have that capacity that's given to us. It's a lot to think about. Enough of that. Let's move on to the second word. I am good at this second word. There may not be any of you in here that good at this, but I am. And I want to talk about it a little bit, because it might be somebody that you know that has this same ability. And here's the word, I'm going to read a definition. The word is this, complain or complaining. This is the definition. To express or express a dissatisfaction or an annoyance about state of affairs or an event. To express dissatisfaction or an annoyance about the state of affairs or an event. Here we are with the gospel today. Jesus comes kind of unannounced. He went to their house a lot. He was there. We see different accounts of him going there. Interesting about a guest coming to your house. Remember, in those days, they didn't have email, Twitter, cell phones, all that kind of stuff where we could communicate with one another in a heartbeat. I'm sure all of you, if there's guests coming to your house, you want to know ahead of time. Because what do? If a guest are coming to our house, we kind of get busy so that the house is in order. So when the guests come in, they see your best side. And they walk in, oh, how nice. And then, you know, you're going, we got that done in time. But think about Mary and Martha, and think about, you know, Abraham this morning. These people came unannounced. And so when a guest would come to your house, there would be certain obligations that you would have to do. And Martha was busy doing that. Martha was getting ready. Jesus came. So there was a lot to do to get ready for meals and all the stuff that goes on in the house. And so Martha is busy. Now, please understand and hear me well. Jesus does not address about what Martha's doing. Martha is doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing or what she wants to do. So some of you who are consider yourselves as Marthas, there's no condemnation on Martha here about what she's doing. We need the Marthas in the church, and we need them in our lives to work. What Jesus is getting Martha on is about her attitude. It's her attitude he's nailing her today. Notice what he said, Martha, Martha, you're burdensome, you're full of anxiety. You know, no, I'm telling you that Mary had chosen the better part. And he's trying to encourage Martha. Martha, yes, this is okay, but please, you need to learn from Mary to choose the better part. In my life, complainer. When I'm burdensome, I'm anxious, you're gonna hear me complain, okay? In my line of work, I have now had 7 bosses in 2 years. That's stressful, because you don't know what to do. And so every once in a while, I complain. Thank God I'm married to an incredible Christian lady named Sally. And when I complain a little bit about work to her, Sally is wonderfully to remind me, say, honey, we're blessed. God is good to us. You have the job, blah, blah, blah. And I'm going, thank you, babe. I need to remember, like Mary does, to choose the better part. And that is to concentrate on what God has blessed me with. And when I do, much better. The other thing that I've learned to use in the last couple of years that is fantastic, and I offer it, you need to come and do it, is come to adoration. Do an adoration once. There are some times I roll in here on Wednesday, it's been a crazy day at work, I come in here, and when I leave here at the end of adoration, I'm a new man. Why? Because I've chosen the better part, to spend time in the presence of my Lord. And then spending that presence and the time, I leave here so different. So, you know, in my own life, I'm learning quickly sometimes to choose the better part. Need to be reminded every now and then. So, if you have any complainers in your house, or if you're complaining, I'll have some word for you in just a minute. I want to read this next section to you so I don't miss that. And here's what it says. The image of today helps us to see how Martha and Mary related differently to Jesus. So the spiritual point has some interesting consequences. Have you ever noticed that when you think of Jesus outside of liturgy or personal prayer, you tend to think of him in a certain way? Some of those possibilities might be this. The baby in Bethlehem, Jesus in the Eucharist, Jesus teaching. What is he teaching? Jesus forgiving, Jesus feeding the multitude. There are so many more possibilities. We all have a favorite Jesus. This is why there are four gospels. Each is a portrait of the favorite Jesus of the evangelist or of the community for which he wrote. Each one has a different take of Jesus. Paul's favorite Jesus emerges from his writing too. We see something similar in the Old Testament. Abraham had a unique relationship to God, so did Moses, so did the prophet. The way you relate to Jesus says more about you than him. The way you relate to Jesus isn't a coincidence, it's faith. Not just the faith, it's yours, it's your faith. In a sense, it's your vocation. So which Jesus is your favorite? There's a proverb that says this, tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. I want to paraphrase it to say this. Tell me who your favorite Jesus is, and I'll tell you who you are as a disciple and as a Christian. Follow that Jesus, and you will be true to your faith, to your vocation, and to yourself. I have an assignment. I did it this week. It was in my office. I had it. I did it Thursday, and I did it Friday. And it worked. If you have any complainers in your house, you can challenge them to do this next time they start complaining. Or as one grandpa said, can you say whiners too? So I have this, if you come into my office after, you'll see it, I'll have it there. So I want, for complainers, this is a good one. It says this, go 24 hours without complaining, not even once. Then watch your life start changing. So if you know of any complainers, try it. Thursday, I was wonderful. Friday, had to be reminded. I'll tell you this, if you try this with your complainer and whiner, it makes a difference, trust me, because what it does, it moves my heart so I seek the better part, the presence of Jesus, like Mary did.